Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Third and final hour of the program here on Wednesday morning, March 27th, the day of giving over at Jersey Mike's. Coming up in 1 hour, we will have a special Seize the Deal for you at seizethedeal.com. You can get two regular subs for 10 bucks, not each, 10 bucks for the two. So that's going on sale at 9 a.m. But today is the day of giving, so everything that you spend over at Jersey Mike's, all the money goes right to helping local charities. So hopefully some of you will get out there and have a sandwich and support some of those local charities. And also, keep in mind, too, seizethedeal.com, we have that 70% off sale going on for a number of great locations. So check that out, too. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Bill, real quick, I was wondering if any of our listeners know the bottling can redemption.
What, you just dropped out completely, Phil. We can't hear you.
The bottling can redemption center on Tocken Hill Road. If any of our listeners know, I've gone there 3 times in 2 weeks. It seems closed. I don't know if it's permanent or they're on vacation.
Okay, we'll see if we can get an answer for that.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. So if anybody knows the answer to that, you can give me a call, 508-996-0500, or you can send an app chat message, or you can email me, tim@wbsm.com. And listen, I save my cans. I don't drink a lot of soda anymore. And when I do, it's, you know, the zeros. I have a case of Coke Zero that I bought prior to my surgery back in January, because I figured I don't know that I'm going to be able to lift this for a couple weeks. So I'm going to buy it now, have it in the apartment. And so that's like a 24 pack. I've maybe taken 6 cans out of it. And then I got a 12 pack of Dr. Pepper Zero because I wanted to try it. And I think maybe I've drunk like 6 of those. So I don't drink a lot of cans of soda anymore. I don't drink a lot of beer at home. If I do have a beer, it's because I'm out somewhere and I have it with my meal. I don't have a lot of, you know, I have a lot of recyclables, plastic bottles, but not things that I can redeem for money. But I can tell you the last time that I did, and it took me a while. I have a trash bag in my kitchen that I put all the recyclables in, all the redeemables in. The last time that I went to go redeem them, I would do it over here by the laundromat that I use. And there's a liquor store with a redemption machines. And it's just such a hassle to use those machines, keeps spitting them out, saying they don't take it. When, what do you mean you don't take it? You just took 400 Coke cans. Now all of a sudden, this Coke can you don't take? You know, they're not an exact science, and they're annoying. So the last time I had a bag of cans to return, I went in and somebody was in front of me. They had a lot of cans, and I had my one bag, and I'm thinking to myself, what am I getting out of this? $3-4 So I said to the person, I don't want to spend the time. Do you just want this bag of cans? And they said, sure, yeah, if you don't want them, just leave them right there and I'll put them in. And so I think that's just what I want to do from now on. I want to recycle them. I want to, you know, do the responsible thing, but I also don't want to spend the time feeding them into a machine. And I get it. These businesses don't want to have a person whose job it is to go through all those when they have a machine that can do it. And really, who wants to do that job? You smell, you get sticky. But I just can't with those machines. It makes me not want to recycle and redeem those cans. Or if I am going to recycle them, just take that bag, which I've done before. Just take that bag of cans and put it in the recycling bin. But if I'm heading to the laundromat anyway, might as well just put the bag of cans in the back and say here to whoever's in there when I go in there. Because I just can't bring myself to spend 15 minutes feeding cans into a machine one by one, then go inside the store and redeem the ticket for $3.40. Not that I'm trying to be a big shot and say, I don't need that $3.40. I'm sure I could use it, but I just don't want to, just not worth it. It's not worth the annoyance. Maybe you feel differently. 508-996-0500. I just think that the harder we make it for people to do the right thing, the more likely they're just going to not do it. When you have recycling bins and you try your best to recycle, and then you get that note that says, you know, you're putting things in here that aren't supposed to be in here. Don't do this. Don't put that in. Don't put that in. People are just going to say, oh, I'm just not going to do it anymore. I'm not doing this to be judged. That's why when they made this announcement of all the things that you couldn't put in the trash anymore and how they said they were going to be, you know, monitoring that, I knew that there was no way that was going to be true. I bet you if you throw a pair of jeans away in the trash, nobody's going to come back at you and say, you were supposed to turn those into attic insulation. That's a real thing. They want you to take old jeans and stuff them into your attic, like into the insulation. I just, you know, they make the suggestions. Obviously, mattresses, that's something they can control. But, you know, if I have an old towel that I want to throw away because it's ratty and it doesn't soak up water anymore, I'm just going to throw it in the trash. I'm not going to tear it up and make smaller rags that aren't going to pick up anything either. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, how's it going? My name is Chris. I used to work at a recycling plant in Maine. I thought it was a pretty good solution to your problem that they have factories out there in which people are processing the cans and stuff. But you're right. They're paying me like $25 an hour to work there, and you couldn't pay me enough. There's all sorts of stuff in those bags. You end up sticky, get hit in the face with a dirty diaper. It's just not worth the time.
But and it's because the people who are bagging those up don't want to do the right thing. They don't want to rinse the cans out and put them in there and all that. I mean, you would hope that that would be what they were doing. It would have made your job a lot easier.
Oh, absolutely not. No, you'd find roadkill and stuff in there. It's almost purposeful, but thanks for your time.
All right, thank you. Yeah, that's disturbing. That, you know, especially if somebody knew. See, that if somebody thought, this is going to go into a machine to be sorted and separated, I can get away with shoving something in here because it's not like they trace back where those bags are coming from. Then I could see that. But if you know that there's a human being on the other end of that bag, how can you do that? I always feel bad that, like, I haven't rinsed my cans out enough. Like, I rinse them all out under those, you know, in the sink. I dump them out. I leave them. And then it might, you know, the next time I go and do dishes, which I'll be honest, I don't do it nearly enough. But next time I go and do dishes, I'll rinse them out, put them in the strainer and let them dry. I feel bad if, like, you were to take the can out of the bag and a little bit of water came out. But there are people that just throw it right in. And maybe you don't do that when you're the person taking them out of the bag and putting them into the machine, but that's why when you walk into those places where they have can redemption, it's why it smells. It's because people don't bother to rinse things out. I rinse all my recyclables out because I don't want the bin to smell. I mean, if you're putting in a glass jar of gravy, a glass jar of spaghetti sauce, a metal can that had pineapples, a milk jug. You're putting all those things together into a bucket and then leaving it outside when the weather gets warmer, just baking in all those smells. When I was working in at the diner that I worked at, you know, the dumpster would get all of those smells combined all inside of it. And the dumpster company would come and dump it, and then they had a powder they would put at the bottom of the dumpster to try to soak up some of that odor. But I don't know what it was. Maybe like just a high concentrated baking soda. Who knows? But it helped eliminate some of the smell. And they got it out of a big drum. So I went down to the Home Depot or Lowe's, whatever one I went into, and was like, well, do you have any of that kind of stuff? And they didn't have anything. So I asked the dumpster guy, the guy that came and dumped the dumpster, if I could just, and I came out with a little styrofoam cup. I was like, can I just get a little cup of that? I just want to try it in my barrel to see if it would make a difference. And it made all the difference in the world. It was like a brand new barrel. Of course, I, you know, hosed it out and everything first. And then I went back to him. I said, thank you. That really made a difference. After I hosed out my barrel and then I put this in, it made all the difference in the world. Where can I get some of this for myself? Can I order it online? And he looked at me and he goes, the difference was made by rinsing out your barrel. This stuff doesn't really, we just put it in the dumpster because we can't pick up a dumpster and rinse it out. It's like, but that's what really did it. So then I just got into the habit of once a month taking my trash cans and my plastic buckets and rinsing them out. And it does make a difference. People won't even do that. So they put their trash barrels out on a hot summer day and you get that hot garbage funk of what's in the bags combined with what's stuck in the barrels. And then people complain about the way the neighborhood smells on trash day. 508-996-0500. I'm going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. If you want your ham steamed for Easter, Steamed hams? No? No Simpsons fans out there? Okay. Well, anyway, if you want your ham steamed, if you want it baked, no matter how you want it, or maybe you're going to have lamb, maybe you're going to have prime rib, whatever you want to put on your Easter dinner table, make sure you get on over to the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford, and get yours ordered. Whether you're going to get it now and hold on to it or order it to pick up over the weekend, place your order with the Butcher Shop. Hey, they'll even cook it for you if that's what you'd like. They will, if you want them to marinate it, to prepare it, to get it ready for you to put in the oven, or if you want them to cook it for you, they'll take care of all of that. But that is the place to go to get all of your Easter goodies. You can even get some platters. You can have some people over, and you need a little something to tide them over while they're waiting for the ham or the lamb or the prime rib or whatever it is to cook in the oven. They've got all kinds of delicious platters that they make that you can put out for your guests and for the family. And what would any family gathering be without some beer and wine, right? They've got it all in their beer and wine cellar. Bottles of wine from $5 to $500. Again, depending on how much you like your friends and family. But also, everything else that you would want for your Easter meal, for snacks, for your regular everyday shopping. It is an old-school neighborhood market run by the Pinaretta family for decades. They do it right. They take care of you like you are part of their family. But make sure you stop in today and get those Easter orders in so that you have it all ready to go for Sunday. The Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Stop by, have yourself something delicious. Make sure you grab some of Maria's rice pudding too for yourself for dessert. You don't have to share that with the family. You can keep that to yourself. Come on, you know it. We've all got that secret drawer on the fridge where we put stuff that nobody ever checks. Again, the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. So I got an app chat message from Smoke in Fairhaven going back to the discussion about recycling cans and bottles. Morning, Tim. I've got to agree with you. I used to actually count all my bottles and cans and take them to Family Redemption on the Avenue. They would just give you the money. Now they're closed, and you're right. I kind of can't be bothered to take the time just for like $3 or $4. Granted, yeah, it's money, but it's a pain. And I think a lot of people feel that way with these machines where they say it's not worth spending the time to go sit there and have to feed these cans one at a time when I've got a huge trash bag full of cans or two or three trash bags full of cans and half the cans get spit back out when they should be accepted. And then you've got one that's dented, they won't take it, or a brand that they don't take for some reason, or who knows what it is. And then you get the paper and it's like, you know, $3.48. Now I got to go get in line in the store to cash in that $3.48. I think a lot of people just look at it as it's not worth it. And if that's the case, by all means, please still recycle those cans. Put them in your recycling bin. Don't just throw them in the trash. But I also can understand when people are like, it's not worth me getting that nickel back that I put down for the deposit to go through all of this. And to be honest, I've never purchased soda and thought to myself, well, it's going to cost me this much, but I'm going to get this much back when I redeem the cans. So, like, it's not even part of my thinking process. I just look at the price. And I've done events with hundreds of people at them where I've bought, you know, cases and cases and cases of soda, had them put all of their cans in a bag, recycled those cans, and still walked out of there with like $12. Like, is it even worth it? I mean, think about how much you spend on trash bags. Is it worth wasting a trash bag to collect those cans to bring them when you could just throw them in the recycling bin? Although I bag mine up and put them in the recycling bin. But I think a lot of folks have gotten to that point where they just don't bother anymore with redeeming the cans. And is that part of the design? Is this Big Soda's plan? Let's see if we finance the placement of these machines and all the redemption centers, and they no longer use human beings anymore for it, people are going to get irritated and not want to redeem their cans, and then we get to keep the 5-cent deposit in those states that actually offer a 5-cent deposit. No, I don't think it's a big conspiracy plan to do it. But I also think that enough people are saying it's just not worth the struggle, not worth the trouble. Anyway, we've got to go into the newsroom and get all the headlines with Phil. You can call in, and we have a caller on hold. We will take you as soon as the news is over, 508-996-0500. But now, take it away, Phil Devitt.
A rescue mission in Baltimore has become a search for bodies. The Supreme Court weighs access to an abortion pill, and former President Trump joins the Bible business.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Divers will resume the search for the 6 people presumed dead this morning after a cargo ship hit a major Maryland bridge. The search for the missing bridge workers was suspended Tuesday night because of diminished visibility and treacherous currents in the busy Baltimore harbor. The workers were thrown into the water early Tuesday when a loaded cargo ship plowed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge, causing it to collapse. Trade experts fear the Baltimore bridge collapse could disrupt global supply chains. Mark Mayfield reports.
Last year, over 47 million tons of foreign cargo passed through Baltimore Harbor. Officials on Tuesday said maritime traffic through the port is being suspended until further notice after a loaded cargo ship plowed into a bridge crossing the harbor. The head of the Institute of Export and International Trade said the suspension could have a significant ripple effect on global supply chains. He told the BBC that over 750,000 vehicles moved through Baltimore last year, noting that Baltimore is also a major exporter of liquefied natural gas for Europe. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The Supreme Court considering a case that could limit access to the abortion pill mifepristone. Justices are reviewing an appeals court decision blocking recent FDA changes that made the medication more widely available. Solicitor General Elizabeth Prelogar argued on behalf of the Biden administration on Tuesday, claiming the ruling would inflict, quote, grave harm on women across the nation.
Some women could be forced to undergo more invasive surgical abortions. Others might not be able to access the drug at all. And all of this would happen at the request of plaintiffs who have no certain injury of their own. The court should reject that profoundly inequitable result.
Aaron Hawley, who represents a doctor's group suing the FDA, claimed the agency unlawfully removed critical safeguards for use of the drug. She argued if complications emerge from medication abortions, anti-abortion doctors could be forced to choose between helping a woman with a life-threatening condition and violating their conscience. Pro-Palestinian protesters interrupted President Biden's remarks on health care in North Carolina. During an event and rally, protesters shouted, quote, what about health care in Gaza? And hospitals in Gaza are being bombed.
Be patient with them. They have a point. We need to get a lot more care into Gaza.
Demonstrators calling for an immediate ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war have frequently interrupted democratic events. Biden facing growing pressure to push Israel to scale back its military operations in Gaza as the civilian death toll rises. There's finally a winner in the Mega Millions lottery. A winning ticket sold in New Jersey matched all 6 numbers in Tuesday night's drawing worth over $1.1 billion. Lottery players are now turning their attention to the Powerball jackpot worth an estimated $865 million in tonight's drawing. Former President Donald Trump is partnering with country music star Lee Greenwood to sell Bibles. On Tuesday, Trump shared a video on social media saying, quote, religion and Christianity are the biggest things missing from this country. The God Bless the USA Bible is $60 on Trump's website. The news comes as Trump has just a few days to put up $175 million for an appeal bond that will stop New York from enforcing a $454 million fraud judgment against him.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by Sparks Auto in Dartmouth.
Boston Bruins beat the Florida Panthers 4-3 last night. They play the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight at 7:30. And on Thursday, the Celtics play the Atlanta Hawks, and the Red Sox head to Seattle to play the Mariners.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Happy Wednesday morning, everybody. Cloudy skies this morning with a patchy drizzle and fog. Temperature in the 40s. Patchy drizzle and fog will continue this afternoon under cloudy skies. Temperatures on the mild side, low 50s. Overnight tonight, we expect the rain to move in. After midnight, a temperature in the mid 40s. Tomorrow, rain, patchy fog around 50. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Cecil Del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station. 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
All is what I say when I cash in my bottles and cans and I look at that little piece of paper that tells me how much I can go up to the register and get. I'm like, that's all? But we got a tip via app chat, excuse me, from SA in New Bedford, who says, pro tip, keep your aluminum cans separately and take them to a scrap yard and cash them in as aluminum scrap metal. Quick and easy, and depending on if scrap metal prices are high, you'll make way more money. You're welcome. Well, thank you, SA. That's a great suggestion. Especially, you know, for the people that are like me and you build up bags of cans. I used to just have like bags and bags and bags of them in my shed and would take them like twice a year and cash them in. Well, I mean, not so much in the summertime when I was actually using the shed, but in the wintertime when I only was like storing the shovels in there, it wasn't that big of a deal. But, you know, then when you show up and you got $30 or $40 worth of cans, then it's worth it. But I like the idea of turning them in as aluminum scrap. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Yeah.
Hi.
No.
Hi, morning. You're on the air.
Yep. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Hey, I wanted to just throw out the observation of the Baltimore Bridge collapse, that there were no tugs supporting that freighter going through there. And I wonder what excuse they're going to make up for that, because that would have saved everything, especially if the thing lost power, and that's what they're designed to do. So interesting.
Would that be standard procedure to have tugboats alongside it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Do you think that the time of day, you know, because it happened in, you know, in the overnight hours, that might have been why they might not have had them, or?
No.
So they'd be available 24 hours a day?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, yeah. I mean, that is a question.
Absolutely.
Question to find the answer to then, for sure.
Okay.
All right, thank you for the call. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Yes, good morning. Good Friday. The banks and the post office open that you know of?
I'm not sure, but I can look into that.
All right, thank you.
All right, you have a good day. I haven't seen anything that would say that they are not open, but then again, these things always surprise me. You know when I find out that the bank isn't open? When I try to go to the bank. Or if I'm lucky enough that I go to the bank before and I see the sign on the door that says we will be closed on this day. But I've also found I go to the bank less and less and less in person than I have in the past. I don't go to the post office anymore. I get all my mail at the UPS store right next to the radio station. I'm here every day, just about. So I just get my mail delivered there. I mean, I was using a P.O. box anyway, so it's just easier to get it right next door. But I'll see what I can find out. 508-996-0500. Maybe you know the answer to that. Going back to the bottles and cans issue, and again, this isn't, you know, one of the biggest pressing things that are out there. But if people, like, that's kind of the number one thing that I think most folks would recycle. Because that's been ingrained in us even before we had recycling bins. We've saved bottles and cans as long as I can remember, where we've been able to take them in and redeem them. And the older generation remembers, you know, getting milk delivered in glass bottles and then leaving the empty bottles out for the milkman to take. So this is not anything new, but it's also the, I think what I would say is probably the predominant thing that people recycle. So if they get apathetic about that because it's such a hassle to return them, I wonder if they start to get apathetic about their other recycling as well. I wonder if that makes them say, well, what am I going to rinse out this jar or this milk jug and recycle that for? Why am I going to rip up this cardboard box and I don't know. I feel like we should be doing things that make people want to recycle more, not, and mainly because we're running out of landfill space, not just here locally, but, you know, around the country. So why isn't it that there's ways that make it easier and more enticing? You know, that was one of the things that was proposed with the nip ban was, well, why don't we keep nips, but instead of, if we're worried about them ending up on the ground, let's offer a redemption for them. Why? So that you have to bring them in and feed them into a little machine? It's a pain enough to go in there with a can or a bottle and drop that in, a regular size can or bottle, 20-ounce bottle or a 12-ounce can. You're going to go in there and feed little nips in to a machine? Because it's not like they're going to have a person there taking the redemption. 508-996-0500. We will be right back.
Good morning, Mass. This is Brett Michaels, and I just want to tell you right now, it is time for your morning medal right here on the Tim Weisberg Show on WBSM.
We cleared it with Brett Michaels. Your morning medal, we can use him to introduce your morning medal, but we don't have to play a Poison song or a Brett Michaels song after his introduction. He said that's okay. So I kind of gotten away from your morning medal, but I should get back into it because I like it, and I know a lot of you out there like it. You like having a rocking day to start your day. And I don't know what I was thinking. I should have been able to answer that caller's question right off the cuff. When it comes to will banks and the post office be open on Friday, of course they will, because it's not a federal holiday. So those, they close for federal holidays, things that are recognized on the federal calendar. Good Friday is a religious observation, so they will not be closed. Some may choose to close, some banks may choose to close, but generally it's not a federal holiday, so most things will be open. Same with Easter Sunday. A lot of places might still be open. Some may close because they want to give their families a chance to observe the Easter holiday, but it's not a day that they have to be closed. So I guess you can plan on doing your business like you normally would, but you might want to check in with your individual bank if you're concerned about that. But yes, it's a religious observance, not a federal holiday. 508-996-0500. And of course, we have South Coast Now coming up with Chris McCarthy. It is Wednesday, so I believe he will have Mayor Mitchell with him during the 11 o'clock hour. Taking your calls and answering your questions. And I think that what Chris has been doing, and he had more candidates on yesterday. I think what he's been doing in having these callers, having these candidates come in and answer your questions and talk directly to you has been huge in terms of these elections that are coming up. But you know what else? You know where else it bears dividends? Is it begins a relationship. Because these are people that Chris doesn't know and that haven't been here in the studio before. It builds that relationship so that now they're familiar with what we do here. They're familiar with talking with you. And when issues come up and we need them to come on and talk about it, there'll be more of a dialogue and more of a receptiveness to doing so. We do a great job of having, you know, the city councilors on from New Bedford. And in fact, I saw Ward 3 Councilor Sean Oliver walking in just a moment ago. So he'll be on with Chris. But I also think there's a lot of issues that happen in the suburbs, the surrounding towns, that we can discuss. And that's why I love the fact that Chris is setting up these relationships and letting these folks know, hey, we are New Bedford's News Talk Station, but we want to talk about what's going on in your town too. And we're always open to you calling in to discuss the issues that are going on in your town. Sometimes the hosts might not be as familiar and you might need to give us a little bit of a primer on it. But that's what we're here for. We're here to talk about the important issues that happen on the local level. Yes, national stuff comes into the conversation, but you can talk about that stuff anywhere. We're the only place where you can call in and talk about these local issues, and that's why we always want to make sure that we bring those to you first and foremost. And it's been very, I was going to say eye-opening, but I guess ear-opening, since it's radio, to hear these candidates talking about the individual issues that are impacting their communities. You know, we talk about the housing crisis, but how is that affecting the surrounding towns and not just the cities? What are they expecting South Coast Rail will bring to the area? How are they handling increased rental prices? How are they handling the immigrant crisis? How are they handling all of these issues that we talk about on a macro level? How are they handling it on more of the micro scale? And it's been very, very interesting. And hopefully, again, that's opening up those dialogues so that these conversations continue on after these people are elected, or perhaps when they are defeated, but yet they remain around politics. Got a message from Not Bad in Oak Bluffs who says, the Port of Baltimore noted yesterday that escort tugs aren't required once ships are aligned in the channel and the ships get underway. And he says, I am certain that that policy will be changed due to this incident. Yeah, again, you know, as I said earlier, nothing's an issue until it happens the first time. And so that's going to lead to a lot of changes in policy. But that answers the question that the caller had earlier about why there were no tugboats with that ship. As Not Bad said, the Port of Baltimore noted yesterday, the escort tugs aren't required once ships are aligned in the channel. And obviously the ship came out of alignment because of the power outage, which made it impossible to steer the ship, which I'm sure is something else that they need redundancies for too. We have a few moments remaining, 508-996-0500, but I'm going to take my final break and we'll be back in a few moments. All right, let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
You know, it always, after these type of incidents with in Baltimore over this bridge, there's lots of hindsight 2020 type stuff. But one thing I was kind of amazed about is that a lot of the other bridges around the area that have that type of ship traffic have these large abutments before the bridges, so that if for some reason there was an issue, they would be hitting these cement abutments way out, you know, half of a ship length away from, you know, the actual bridge itself. And I know that they lost steering and all sorts of other things, and but just seems like protecting those, because that was like a very spindly looking bridge when you compare it to other bridges. And it just seems kind of weird that there was, they were taking the chance that nothing was going to strike those cement pillars. I don't know. Very weird to me.
Yeah, I mean, I think certainly whatever the design is for what we'll obviously have to replace that bridge will be much different. And certainly going forward, and you're going to see those kind of requirements if they're not in place. I mean, they might have been put in place after this bridge was constructed.
Right. Yeah, it was 72 to 77. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, well, you have a good day.
You as well. Take care. And yeah, there's a lot of questions that people still have with that, and we'll get some of those in the, you know, the NTSB report, but it's going to be a little while before we get all of that together. The one final thing I will leave you with today before we give way to Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now is that I will remind you today is the day of giving at Jersey Mike's. So I'm planning on heading on over there and getting a sandwich today and supporting local charities. All 100% of all profits at Jersey Mike's today go to local charities. But coming up in about 30 seconds, we will have a special Seize the Deal for you at seizethedeal.com. It will be $10 to get two regular subs, for $10.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.